Okay, Tafresh Beis, this Eres Yemei Tshuva. Misana L'machas Roshana V'Taina Sibur. So we fast on today, on Tzom Gedalia. And it is the Taina Sibur, all the Dinar of the Taina Sibur. Sifal, B'chol Yom, Shemir Roshana, Yom Kippur, Mar Mutilos Tachanunim. All the days in between Roshana Yom Kippur, we have extra Tfilos and extra Tachanunim. V'omer Avinu Malkeinu, Erev Avokim Avah B'Shabbos. We say Avinu Malkeinu, it Shachars and Mincha, except for on Shabbos, and the Mishnah Berurah says that even on an Erev Shabbos, you wouldn't say it at the Mincha before Shabbos. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu either. When it comes to the Mizmor of Mimamakim Krasicha Hashem, so some say that also in our Seris Mei Tshuva, but it's interesting because earlier in Siman Nandalid, the Mishnah Berurah wrote that it's not so pashut to say between Yishtabach and Yotzer because that might be a hefsek. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that it's really a chelik of the tefillah, so that's why it's not a hefsek, but others don't say this Shir HaMalos, or don't respond to the Shir HaMalos from HaKadosh Baruch Hu HaShem, because they're concerned that it would act as a hefsek. Rama continues, Afilu im chamila she'in omrim tachanun, even if there's a meal that day when there's no tachanun, Afilu hachay omrim vina malkenu, you still say vina malkenu even if there's no tachanun. Va omrim b'chol yom sholosh pam vidu ikorom los ha-shachar, mavad ber v'yom kippur she'in omrim sol ha-pamachas. We say vidu three times as part of the slichos. You don't put people in chayrim during Naseres Mei Tshuva, and we don't make people take shvuas either. The minhag is to wait until after Yom Kippur in order to say Kiddush Levana, because it's best to have Kiddush Levana when you are b'simcha. So we wait until after Yom Kippur when we are more b'simcha. However, the Mishnah Berurah quotes some Achronim who say that it's better to do it during Aseres Mei Tshuva, because the more mitzvahs you could do during Aseres Mei Tshuva before Yom Kippur, the better. And this same thing applies to buying your lulav and esrog before Yom Kippur. Some say to do it, and some say also to build your sukkah before Yom Kippur to get as many mitzvahs as possible. Whereas others say to wait until after Yom Kippur, because maybe if you have a good Yom Kippur, then you'll get a better Dalad Minim after Yom Kippur also. V'Shavas Shabbat Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur Aminah Glomar, Tzitkascha Tzedek. Simin Tafresh Gimel. Afish Einu Nizmari Pas Shel Akam, Baseris Mei Tshuva Tzarech Lizar. Even someone who doesn't have Pas Akam during the year, during Aseris Mei Tshuva, does have Pas Akam during the year. During Aseris Mei Tshuva, you need to be careful not to have Pas Akam. And the Mishnah Berurah says you should be makbid even on Pas Palter, which means that you can't have anything made by non-Jews, even the companies or anything like that, Ritz crackers, anything like that, Entenmann's, all those things should be avoided during Aseris Mei Tshuva. Sometimes it's hard, but that is what the Shulchan Aruch says one should be makbid on. The Yishchol a person should try and do cheshbon nefesh during your seris mechuva. A suffik avera is worse than a vada avera in this case, because a person thinks if it's a suffik, oh, I probably didn't do it, but a vada, I know I did it, so therefore one has to be more careful regarding a suffik instead of a vada. And in terms of pasakim, so it's best not only to be machben in terms of pasakim, but if you can, to be machben on any chumras possible during your seris mechuva, it's not a bad sign that, oh, well, then now I have to do it forever. Rather, we try and show during Aseres Mei Tshuva we want to be on our best behavior. We try and do all the chumras that we can, even if we can't keep to them during the year. Let's try and do everything possible during Aseres Mei Tshuva.